Speaker, I must reiterate my deepest concerns that Rutland Water should now be approached with the utmost caution. It is no longer a safe environment, and necessary precautionary measures must be taken.
Arthur, you cannot seriously suggest that we tell our constituents that they must leave their homes, uproot their children, all for one unsubstantiated sighting of a large pussycat! Perhaps the Honourable Crow is suffering from an acute attack of kitty imagination! Perhaps his obsession for furry animals should be confined to the privacy of his own nest, where he can hatch another scaremongering story to fuel his emigration plans! Your attempt to relocate this house has again failed. And Rutland Water will and always will be a safe haven for generations to come.
If the Right Honourable Crow is so certain of no imminent danger, then I challenge him to come with me and revisit the exact spot where the cat was spotted. Rest on that exact branch. Be prepared to prove me wrong. Or has he turned into a chicken suddenly?
Order! I say!
Despite your crude attempt at humour, yes, Arthur, I will accept your challenge and relish the prospect of putting this absurd fear once and for all to bed. Perhaps the black pussycat will endure a victory flypast!
I thank the Honourable Crow for his acceptance.
Order! Order! Let the Honourable Crow speak!
Thank you, Madam Speaker. I thank the Honourable Crow for his acceptance and propose we meet again at 7 a.m. by the Great Ash Tree. But I will again reiterate my concerns that Rutland Water is no longer a safe place to visit. And in the event that we do not return by 7 p.m, a full evacuation should be implemented immediately. May I propose a vote?
Return by 1900 hours tomorrow, then the House will reconvene to initiate the safe evacuation of all constituents.
Thank you, Madam Speaker. Tomorrow will be a day of discovery, a mission that is cloaked in danger, albeit that the Honourable Crow denounces this, but danger there is, as I believe that the cat I saw is of no other kind I have ever seen before in this region. Our greatest philosophers have spoken of large cats existing in faraway countries. And so I commend to the House that the cat I saw was indeed what they call a black panther. Tomorrow will prove to be either the bravest or the most tragic in our crow history.